Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey up, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Squadcast Versus. We have the original squad here. We got Patrick Cloud on stage. Meg Scoop, and I'm your boy to hear more.
Good hosting voice.
Hey, man, we just got to keep it going, bro. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? Why are you so far from me?
Man, well, there's a lot of...
Please just stop talking. Stop talking to me right now.
Shut up.
When you did a shoulder lean, do people die in the club?
Yeah.
Shoulder lean.
The fire marshal shows up. Hey, you guys got to block the exits.
Juggernaut's here.
She went to the club 5 times a week for like 3 years.
I and Freaknik. I don't understand.
At 13. I wasn't.
Five times a week.
That was my life.
You were very turned up.
Meg has this picture that got photos or got used. Have you seen this?
What?
Meg took a picture when she moved to L.A., and it randomly pops up everywhere.
In advertisements.
Bank.
Advertisements?
I've seen Meg
it's
on Chase Bank.
T-Mobile, like everything. And I've never gotten paid for it. So what happened when
Was it a shoot or was it just
Yeah, so
photo?
What happened when I first moved to L.A., you know, everybody signs up on all the, like, the little casting sites, right? So I did that. And this guy was like, hey, we're doing a shoot looking for African-American females.
That is Megan Scoop.
That is her.
Looking for African-American females.
Everywhere.
On Chase?
Yeah, he was like, it's going to be at this shoe store because we're trying to do like a business type of shoot or whatever, entrepreneurial shoot, whatever. And he was like, you will get paid from like residuals, right? I just got to L.A., didn't know anything about this. So basically, you're not getting paid. But if somebody uses this picture, I'll give you a little cut.
Right.
So I go take the pictures. It's great. There's like a few other people there. We're at a shoe store. We're like holding iPads, touching the cash register, acting like we're like entrepreneurial black women.
What was it for? Was it just general?
It was just like
stock
photos. Yeah, stock photos. So the next thing you know, like years later, I see it on T-Mobile. Somebody's like, is this looking back? And I came up, okay, I see you modeling for T-Mobile. And I was like,
and you
what?
Didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
T-Mobile website?
No, they used to use a stock photo. They pay the money to use a stock photo. I never saw these photos until then. And then I think some Bank of America used it. Like other places have used it.
So is that one company that has
ambiguous
it?
So I don't know who this is. Like I can't find the contract for it anymore. Because I remember I kept the contract like, yes, when they use my picture, I'm going to get paid.
You lost it?
I lost the contract. So I don't remember the name of the photographer. I don't know his contract.
People
know his
are happy
email
for you. You're not getting paid at all.
I'm not getting paid at all.
Did you at least get paid for the shoot itself?
No.
It was all on residuals, and they just didn't hit you up.
Not even a booking fee. She had just moved out here. They got her.
They got me.
Oh.
But I didn't know.
People knew you. That's not how it works. But
there's a lot of companies that just prey on Hollywood dreams.
Oh, my God.
You know, like those companies that say, like, you pay for management, and it's not supposed to be like that?
At all.
Those were tough. I went to a couple of those.
Yeah.
Feelings were hurt, man.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how much money I could have got from that.
Is you got a print media? You were on that commercial?
That's what I'm saying.
Rival banks have used the same picture. Somebody at Chase was like, man, I got to get my hands on this.
She works here, too.
Ambiguous young lady.
Yeah, what is she ambiguous? What is she, black, Korean?
Who knows? Let's use her.
It's funny how, like, what you were doing has nothing to do with a bank. It was just you laughing with an iPad. It's
she's
like,
in
right.
A,
I'm she's
in like a shoe Wells store.
Fargo, I was in a bank shoe store. It was a shoe store.
That's
did they
so
cut
random
it out and put it in other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like Photoshopping?
I wonder if there's like a Michael Jordan of like stock pictures, like someone who's like all douchey.
That's
and just
funny.
Like, man, I'm on every textbook.
I saw a YouTube video, 60-second doc on the most worked background actor. You saw that
white guy?
Yeah.
With the glasses, the curly hair?
Yep.
And he's like prestigious.
Yeah,
like,
nigga been in like 150 movies. Super proud of it.
I was in the back.
But
he still ain't got no tag.
That's how he was talking.
He still never made tag, huh?
No, he is. He's in the
finally got it.
But he was like, I mean, they don't really pay. He has another job, but he was like, one day I'm going to be somebody.
I was an extra twice, and that whole ecosystem is wild. Like,
yeah.
It's basically like, yeah, I was in, it's literally like that, but just way less. Like, yeah, I had a scene in Fresh Prince. Like, you didn't have a scene. You did not have a scene.
I still have a scene from Real House Husbands of Hollywood that comes on, like, I guess it's on Netflix or whatever. People will be like, were you on this episode? And it was episode, that's when I met Stan Lathan, because he was directing it. And I remember it was a bunch of background actor girls, and we had to, like, it was was supposed to be like a dream sequence. Like Kevin Hart was walking and like we were like separating as he walked past us, right?
So you're a video vixen?
No. No, because it was for an audition or something. But it wasn't like a video. Oh, I forgot what it was for. But so he's like walking like, ooh, all these women. And so we like kind of separate. And that was it, right? So Stan was like picking girls, like what girl goes next or whatever. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like the last one to be picked. I was like, I don't care. I really came here because y'all paid me and y'all, I got lunch today from y'all. So I don't really care because if y'all don't use me, I still get paid the same amount. So I didn't care to be seen. I was just there because I was getting paid. And so all the girls are like, okay, he's gonna pick me because I'm gonna be in the scene. They're gonna see me in this background. I was like, whatever. So he picks me last, and I was like, I don't care. So he puts me, wherever he places me, I'm like in the back. You can't see me. I was like, fine with me. And so then they shoot it. And at the I'm thinking like, oh, well, that's good. They used that for like the trailer for that episode, and it was me. Like they used a cut where it was just me. So everybody was like, yo, you got like, what you got a five and under? Like you got speaking lines? Like what?
What's
I was like,
what's five and under?
Five and under means you have five lines or less. It's basically like, and they call it five and under. Sometimes it's a little more than five lines, but basically you don't have a big part.
Oh.
But I was like, no, I'm background. What are you talking about? They was like, oh, girl, they playing the little trailer for that episode all on BET. Like, we see you. So it was just running and
that's
running.
Hilarious.
How come you never, like, keep track of your work? It's always people telling you, like, hey, were you the lead in Star Wars? Send it to me.
There's a video where Gwyneth Paltrow didn't know she was in Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny. They were like, no, you were really in it. She's like, no, I never shot that. They're like, no, we shot it on the set of this movie.
Yeah.
But they put it in Spider-Man. And she got paid for it and everything.
I get it, though, because they were just shooting a bunch of stuff that seemed the same.
Shooting,
it was Avengers, like, Spider-Man,
you really
got to
have, like, a vision for the universe.
For real.
You're like, okay, they're going to shoot this Far From Home. Right here in this, when y'all done with the scene, shoot this little piece. And then you got a whole other credit in a movie that you never even bothered to check
they
out.
They didn't even do the full context. It'll be like, yeah, you have this scene with Doctor Strange. And they'll probably just come and shoot it, and then they don't know where it's going to end up. There's so many crossovers. Oh, yeah. And they lie to some people. Tom Holland, I guess, at this point.
They lie to people?
Yeah, bless you.
Thank you.
Tom Holland, there's an interview where he said he thought they told the funeral, they told him it was a wedding for the end of Endgame.
Oh, really?
They told him it was a wedding because so he wouldn't go on Twitter and leak that Tony died.
Wait, why would he do that?
Because he did that already.
He did it by accident. Sometimes I'd say it a little bit on purpose now, but he's been notorious for leaking things.
Him and the whole...
And, I knew...
Mark Ruffalo.
Name? Mark Ruffalo. I knew he had leaked a thing or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He did it on... he was doing an interview with, I think, the nigga who looked like Jethro Jenkins. The new Captain America. What's his name?
Oh, Anthony Mackie.
He do.
He does not.
He absolutely does.
They a do little not bit. Look anything
There's a whole
alike.
Twitter thing about how much they look alike.
They do not.
I hit John up and say,
they
send me a picture of you looking
nothing
like.
They don't look alike. I'm over here looking at their faces, okay? I'm seeing it. They
That's
don't look
funny as hell.
Alike.
I never saw that ever before.
But anyway, I did not know that. So the funeral where they're at, Iron Man's funeral, he thought it was a wedding?
Yeah.
Weren't they dressed in black, though?
Yeah, that's why the interview was funny. He was just like, I didn't even see the groom.
I love how Marvel is like,
don't tell him.
That's so funny. We need him.
That's stressful, though.
I don't understand why they can't, because there's like, they have to sign NDA, so like, can't you just sue him? Or is it damage?
Spider-Man? Whether you can sue him or not, it's spoiled.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you win the lawsuit, that's not the point.
Right.
I mean, we knew somebody was going to die in that, but we just didn't know who.
Yeah. I did not think it was going to be Tony. That hurt my feelings.
I did not expect to feel something.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, gulp.
Well, yep. you forget that he's been doing these movies for like 10 years.
He was down bad before that.
Oh, I feel like I like blocked that out because I was so hurt by it. Because when people were talking about it, I was like, he didn't die. And they were like, what movie did you watch? And I was like, oh, snap, he did die.
He definitely died. And I never forget the first one. What was the first one? Infinity War?
Oh. The first Avengers?
That's the first half of it,
The first half of that? Mm-hmm. I remember still looking at my watch like, man, it ain't looking good for them.
Yeah.
This nigga Thanos really said, here's what I'm finna do.
And then did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie ended. And that was it.
I remember, he literally
called his shot. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get off five. Soon as I get him, I'm gonna snap and kill half the people.
And then I'm gonna go
to my planet and rest.
That was the one that ended with the snap, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You're like, there's 5 minutes left. Like,
We were all in the movie theater together. And like when we first sat down, this guy came in with his girl, and his girl was talking the whole time. Like, sitting next to me. Listen, at the third time, baby girl, you can't do that in here. You either got to leave or you got to... Yes, and that guy was like, yo, you got to calm down. Because the people in there, they had like the gauntlet on or something. Like, people not, really came.
You cannot do
not
that.
For the bullshit on this. Nah, you got to get... Hey, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Reminds me, we were in Denver this past weekend. And me and Tahir was eating... Well, I was eating Chick-fil-A. Tahir had pizza. This pizza looked amazing. I mean, just...
Where was it from? World.
From like a local pizza shop, but you know it's already going to be better.
Yeah,
it was like a humongous slice that came in like an individual box. Anyway, so we eating, me, him, and Greg, and this kid comes over, right?
I don't know who it was.
Kid comes over, 13, but big. He's like, yo, let me get that slice of that pizza. Let me get a little of y'all food. And I'm like, oh, you know, what? I don't say nothing. Greg looks away, and here's like, no, little nigga.
Wait, was he black?
Like, yes. He didn't say little nigga, but he was like, no, man. This is my, hey, man, I play about a lot of stuff. I don't play about my food. He was like, man, just get a little piece. He was like, go on now. And the kid was like, hey, okay, what?
Gone now?
Kid goes in Chick-fil-A and buys like 3 meals, 2 drinks. I'm like, nigga, you had money the whole time. Comes down.
Overly money?
Smashes this Chick-fil-A. Still trying to make jokes. So here's like, look, man.
Still trying to make jokes. What you mean?
Yes, he sits next to us, like at the table next
to
us.
So he knows who y'all are.
No,
no, I don't
know. Sure?
He did not know who we are. He didn't let on at all that he knew. He looked like he just wanted to mess with somebody, making a joke or two. And Tahir's like, "Look, man, Greg's not gonna say anything. Kev is awkward. You need to move along."
Move along.
I'm not with the bullshit when I'm eating.
Talk to him like a cat.
we did say scat. I did say scat. He's like, what'd you say? I said scat. Skadoodle. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. Scram, such you. An old man.
Yeah. So the kid was like, yeah. And he moseyed along, caught the bus, and left.
Slasky kid. He's just like,
I don't know if it was a kid or just like, you know, just somebody that, I don't know.
Look young.
I don't care. I was eating.
He was not playing around.
He was a kid. So you don't know if he was a kid?
No,
y'all
he was
don't
a
know?
Kid.
He was young.
He was a kid.
Like kid as in like early 20s?
He was 13 or 14.
Oh.
He was just
so
big.
Mean to him?
I wasn't mean to him. I just wanted to talk about my
obviously
food.
Obviously wanted to talk to somebody.
What was he saying when he was sitting next to
y'all? Y'all could have saved him from the streets of Denver.
Ain't shit going on in the
streets of Denver? So a whole bunch of beautiful graffiti?
In the streets of Denver.
So he just packed his food off?
No, he smashed that food. He ate it all.
He ate it first?
Yeah, he ate it first.
When he was eating, he wasn't talking. Scram.
We were eating. We weren't even really talking to each other. We were eating.
Man, I was born.
He was like, yo, let me get a size. Oh, he said, you got me some pizza?
That's what he said.
Oh, this ain't for you, my boy. You need to go ahead and push on, bro.
Got to see it through, my boy.
He's like, man, you can give me a slice of that pizza.
People not reading cues.
Oh, got it.
And man. Just like,
there's
move
a story
to your table.
There. I don't know why you guys didn't want to know the story. There's
who cares?
A story.
The story
no
was Chick-fil-A
comes up.
That's the story I'm interested in.
I'd be wanting to know stuff about it. Maybe I'm
so you just
nosy.
You'd just be like, man, what's your story? Tell me your
traumas. No, I say that all the time to people. Like,
tell me your traumas.
I seriously have had all of that to people before.
That's great, man. No.
Because I'm eating, you're talking, so it doesn't bother me.
What's your story?
I like to say that to people.
No, I'm saying somebody says, "What's your story? What are you gonna be like?"
It all started on a balmy April day.
Balmy?
I don't know. I don't really know. I just like how it sounds. Oh, in
a
story.
Is that a word?
It's definitely a word. I didn't know if it describes weather.
It does describe weather.
Are you happy with where your life is right now?
I could do better.
With what?
My weight.
Oh man, forget all that.
Pleasantly warm.
It's a great word.
Balmy?
Pleasantly warm.
Oh.
I know. I
didn't say you didn't. I didn't know what that word meant.
I've never heard that word.
I've heard of Balmaine.
You thought I was saying bomb and Gilead?
No. That's hilarious. I've not heard balmy. That's like a word that authors use.
That's what I'm saying. I was just telling you.
Like, that's a book. Like, man, balmy. Let me. Have you heard that it's fat phobic to not want to be fat?
First of all,
I've heard that on Twitter.
I don't care. I want you to be healthy. And so if I had to stay the same weight and it was like 100% healthy, I wouldn't care.
That's what Lizzo was saying. Lizzo was like, y'all think.
But y'all know
I'm
good
big.
And well, that's one of this, you know, heart disease is like one of the number one factors killing people in America, especially black people. So, and that is directly correlated a lot of times with like your weight, overeating and like bad eating, that kind of stuff. So there's some correlation there. Not saying that everybody that is chunky is unhealthy, but I mean, if you can do better, why not?
That's a good point. That's also a good point for us to jump into today's episode.
Ty.
This is the Thanksgiving Day episode.
Hey, we're talking about food.
Bam, 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 bam.
Pumpkin.
Hope you guys are getting ready for Thanksgiving. Get ready to Indigenous Day.
Yeah.
Share some time with your family.
We're not calling it Thanksgiving anymore?
No, Indigenous Day replaced Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
It's still Thanksgiving. You can still get thanks.
Okay, I was like, okay.
We're
totally
giving
missed
thanks.
Oh, okay. All right, right.
I mean, I was like, that's a big one for me to not have heard anything about. I was like, wait, really?
I have to get on my Twitter.
There's got to be a pamphlet or something. Right.
Some type of memo.
I was just talking to my grandma. She definitely said Thanksgiving. I should have corrected her.
Grandmas be knowing. No.
They
be finding out late.
They don't care. They don't be knowing.
And she ain't going to change at this point anyway.
Right.
She going to the. They could call Thanksgiving whatever they want.
My grandma still says Oriental, so there's not a lot of catching up.
Yeah. I still have Asian older people in my family that say Oriental.
Really?
I was like,
is that noodle still called Oriental? That
the
blue?
Flavor? I think it is, yeah.
Is it?
I thought
I haven't
like
seen
I saw
that
it, like,
color flavor in a while.
Yeah. I thought everything was switched up.
Maybe
blue.
I ain't seen the blue one. I ain't seen the blue one
in a minute.
They got rid of the whole color. Not just the word. It's got, hey, man, this is going to kill
it. It was really good, though, right?
It was amazing.
I hear for rug shops, it's still allowed, though. If you're selling rugs, you can still say an Oriental rug.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's weird how that.
It's a descriptive term when it comes
to
that?
Well, I think it's okay because it's like...
Is it a slur or is it antiquated?
Well, that's the thing. It's an actual... It's a region. So...
The Orient.
So I think that part, when you describe, because you're saying where the rug is from, as opposed to like Oriental, like it was used as a slur.
Oh, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
The slur isn't a slur if it's a rug.
Well, I guess not because they're not like it was
the
never used.
Like, you
I don't understand.
It was always called that to describe where it came from. It wasn't ever used in a derogatory manner.
Like colored? Is it like colored?
Yeah.
Like it's antiquated.
Well, when is colored okay?
No, but in South Africa they still call people colored, and that's not
really confusing.
Different cities. I mean, different countries. Totally
that's
different culturally.
That's like if there was like
here we used to be called color.
Because
Melissa got called colored by an old white lady.
What?
Yeah, but she was complimenting her. She was like 85. She was like, oh, you're a beautiful colored girl.
Oh, Melissa, my gosh. Oh, grandma. Let's go, grandma.
She said thank you. Because she was like, the lady wasn't.
She wasn't trying to be mean.
She wasn't trying to be racist. Right. You should tell that she hasn't. And then she like living in a farm. It's one of those people like, there's a lot of farms in Washington. People come into town, come to the bank every once in a while.
Yeah.
And she came in and like, she hadn't been in a while.
She was like, probably best though. Just move on. Because you're not going to undo 90 years in
like,
a conversation.
Not that. Negroes? You know what? Just never mind.
It's
thank
better.
You. Just yeah. thank you.
That's the problem with the internet. Everybody thinks they could change somebody in a comment.
Right.
Instead of just like, no, that person's just weird.
I remember when I was in college, one of the funniest things is black people don't have a problem being like, I got this white boy right here. But other people do not want to say, I got the black guy.
Yeah.
So we'd be intramural, like, or not, or just hooping open runs. They'd be like, I got this gentleman in red shorts.
That's very true, though. I don't know. I guess it's like black is the only race that's, like, I guess comfortable or okay saying that on camera.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, there's a little white boy over there. Or like, oh, I guess it was Mexican.
Yeah.
It's like I don't. I guess it's because we're losing the oppression race. Or... I gotta just give him. Give him that.
Losing the oppression race. That's hilarious. We'll be right back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from reaching any of your goals? I set a lot of goals for myself this year, and sometimes I have down moments. That's why I use BetterHelp to help me keep my mind clear, so I can reach those goals. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You will be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional therapy done online. There are a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your therapist. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit the website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. You read those at betterhelp.com/reviews. So, visit betterhelp.com/squad. That's betterhelp.com /squad, SQUADD, and join the over 2 million people that have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for Squadcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
First topic of the day, we have, can you only have ham or turkey for Thanksgiving?
For the rest of your life?
Well, yeah. Like, I guess.
Can so you? Basically, you have to pick one of the meats for the rest of your life on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going turkey.
Yeah.
I'm falling out of favor with ham. Or ham's what, falling
like
out of
regular
favor with
oven turkey?
No, I take a fried turkey.
Okay, if it was
my
fried
sister-in-law, she makes, after Thanksgiving, she takes the leftover turkey and makes turkey soup. And that's just fantastic.
Ooh, that sounds what is that?
Good.
It's like chicken noodle soup, but she uses turkey instead.
And she puts noodles in it. Mm-hmm.
That sounds I've never.
It just keeps turkey. It going for like
leftover
3 days.
Soup.
Yeah. Man, it's fantastic.
Damn.
And ham soup just. It's not,
that just does not sound good
that,
at all.
No, that is the actual soup.
No, I know, but it's
that
just
sounds
not
like
a
sex position.
But you know what, honey? But...
ham soup? You know I had her in that ham soup, boy. We was going
to
ham soup.
That sounds even worse.
We invited four people over. We had a ham soup.
Body boys just like this. Like, you rocking with this?
Yeah. That
sounds like it smells bad.
I also still can't believe this podcast started in 2019.
That is, I've had flashbacks to your first office.
I fully That's forgot crazy. About that.
Was we that the that wasn't the place that had the fake wallpaper on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I see it.
And we were doing it on the two couches.
Yeah,
you know, the couches made the L. As we were sitting on the couch, you had on your blanket your. Blanket sweater.
Oh yeah!
I remember
me and Pat came up with this show. I was like, we got to do something that a podcast that's because we didn't want a podcast to conflict with all the podcasts we were doing.
Oh, that's right.
So we were like, what can we do that's just like evergreen, mm-hmm. but it also doesn't matter. It won't conflict because those Damn Internet You Scary mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and
all the podcasts you were working on.
Yeah.
And we pretty much broke down Great Taste.
Yeah. Like, how can we do more of this?
But not that
way. We thought we were going to stay on topic.
Yeah, probably.
We probably did for the most part.
I think
at the beginning.
It became the show. Yeah. After a while.
Right, right. But it's synonymous just with not being, it doesn't matter what the topic is.
Yeah. It's the friendly banter.
Yeah. Is stand up as fun as podcasts? Because like, you guys up there just kind of talking. Is it more fun to talk to somebody?
The thing about stand-up that is better is the best of stand-up is probably better than the best of podcasting. Like, having a whole room going crazy is just a great feeling.
And the instant gratification.
Instant gratification. Mm-hmm. The bad part is, I never... Podcasts that I like doing, I never really have a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But when the audience, and also audiences, you play a part too. Sometimes
Absolutely.
You guys come in there with piss poor energy. And you get a worse show because of it. Not because the comedians are not funny.
Right.
But when we feed it's not off going your well, energy. Yeah, we feed
we
off
feed
your
off
energy.
Your energy. You're not laughing and you're just not going well. I'd be like, ugh.
I will cuck jokes off. My set can go 30, 35 minutes. But if the audience ain't, here's 20. And thank y'all for coming out. Good night and God bless.
And when I was starting stand-up, when I wasn't good at it, there was more of those where it was like, it's not the audience. It is you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you're not doing this well. But also, stand-up, lately, it's just been a lot of, the travel has been more wearing on me than before.
Oh my gosh. About the repetition of the conversations? It's kind of like if we had a podcast where we said the same thing.
Really, the stand-up is an act. They call it like, oh, my current act. It feels like an act, like mm-hmm. a musical performance. Like, mm-hmm. you tweak it, you see
right.
how people respond sense. To it, you kind of like tinker, because I was just in the shower like, I'm going to take this joke out. It never really hits as much as I mm-hmm. want, and I'm going to put this, you know, but it's literally it's a performance.
And it's a living performance, too, because my set is completely different from what it was when I started, when
Literally.
I first started touring. I've, like, cut out two major jokes from it. And then it's still different from what it was 2 weeks ago, because I'm constantly, like, taking stuff, like, you know what?
Yeah,
I thought about this on stage. This actually works better.
Hmm.
Now I'm going to plug this in. So, like, it's almost to the point where, like, I wish I could go back to the first 5-6 cities and just give them this set now, because it is, now it is just amazing. But... It's just kind of,
working so much better. And I'm
it's
just
kind of.
I'm sorry, Salt Lake.
Oh, they
it was undeveloped at that time.
Yeah,
they
missed a lot of good stuff.
That's why I like to go to cities that I'm not popular in at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So when by the time it's like going to Houston and Baltimore,
oh man,
that's why
good.
Atlanta's last.
Yes, Atlanta, I was like, I could tape a special there.
Yeah.
Because by then, it should be as good as it's going to get. But also, like,
kind of what Donda was doing.
Who?
Donda. What Kanye was doing with Donda.
He was. I actually saw a tech person saying that. That's a, I forgot what the term is called, but.
Focus groups?
Kind of like that. He was like, you're basically testing how, you know, the audience responds to this in real time. He's just testing, you know. Thousands of people at once.
That's wild to take a nigga off of the project after a performance. Like, here's one with Baby. Man, that here's one with Jay-Z.
I think Soulja Boy was really on the album at one point.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He played. He played the verse. And,
did
and,
he?
Yeah, he played. He played the verse, and no one. Everybody would say they didn't like it.
Did it really?
Yeah, like it was. It was. It was. People were on. People
they didn't like it.
Well, people were on Soulja Boy's side at first because he was like, "I was taking off," and then he played it, and everybody was like,
"Well."
I love Soulja Boy. I think he's a genius.
Well, not as like a, I think, yeah, for sure, as like marketing stuff, but not like as a rapper.
Just like, well, I mean, I kind of.
Everybody was on Kanye's side. They was like, I mean,
niggas saw a vacuum.
He wanted Donda to be good.
The verse was over. Was like, did you hear? Oh, yeah. I got the baby, some graham crackers, some random crackers. I got it.
Everybody was agreeing until they heard it. Then they were like, what?
Never mind.
Well, Kanye was
you
smart.
You still got cranked that.
So. Kanye.
Nah.
Still hot. Everyone he took off Donda, he gave them the verse to play for their own fans. So he was just like, not on my album, but.
There you go.
I'll send you the MP3.
You bounce that out for me? Yeah, for sure.
Which is smart. It's like multiple layers of marketing.
No, I wish they would do that for movies. If you're an actor and they cut out your scene, like, still give me my scene.
Give it for my reel.
Give me my scene.
To drop for your fans. Yeah. I was in this.
I would want to see Tony's part in Whiplash where he had lines. I'd be curious.
What did he say? Do you know? Mm-hmm.
He had a 5
We
number.
Didn't see it.
I think they should give you the courtesy of telling you before you show up to the premiere.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like a horrible, like, I've heard actors who would, like, show up with their family and stuff. And I was in an origin scene.
That's what they did. No,
it's only 20 minutes
that
left.
That happened to me for, what is it, the NWA movie.
Oh,
it was a
really?
Whole scene. I jumped in
You're
this
lying.
Pool. Kid you not. Jumped in this pool. 14 to 20 times. I don't know. I stopped counting. Lost my contacts in the pool. That's how many times I had jumped in this pool for this. Like, it was supposed to be this epic scene. This epic scene because they were doing, like, one shot.
You going,
like,
jumped in eye
been
first?
Done.
Were your eyes open?
Shut up. Yes.
No, I'm serious. Like, how did your eye contact
yes.
come out?
So I was like, because
I
don't
you
know.
You your eyes underwater with contacts?
No, with jumping in and it just happened to, like, come out.
Oh, so you're like, half eye, they're like, again.
So half of the day, I'm like.
Jesus,
but
man.
It was at this, like, it was a scene that got cut. But it was supposed, they were doing it, I guess, because it was supposed to rival one of the, there's only been a few directors who've been able to do a one continuous shot through different areas of, you know, and that's what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be like a long 20-second shot. And so they were like, oh, this is it. They kept doing it because they're like, we're going to get it right. So that what they did was, it was some, I guess, it, when Dr. Dre had his master stolen or something like that, it was supposed to be at this house party. Mm-hmm. So it starts off in the scene. There's like, you know, having sex with like multiple girls. The camera comes out over the balcony. So we're seeing like cameramen like bring it down to the pool area. So and then it goes across the pool.
You're part of a sex scene?
No, I'm at the pool.
Yeah, but you just said it panned past an orgy.
Up in the house.
Yes, by default. She's
no, part. This is it's a pool party.
I mean,
but
that
like
sex
there's
scene hey, in the scene. You're
that's
in.
A scene.
You're not in
I'm
the
not
sex.
In, well,
but you're part of sex.
You
scene.
Were swimming
first
outside
of
an orgy.
I didn't know. I didn't,
oh, you know what was happening upstairs?
Yeah, we didn't know anything. She's what all we saw sheet. Was the camera sex come out there. And it's coming down. And so then as it's coming across, I had to jump in the pool because they were like, "We'll give you extra pay." Like I guess they called it like wet pay. I was like, what is that? And they were
that's
like,
very clever.
Right.
He was like, this is insinuating the WAP upstairs.
I was like, wait, we get paid. And we get like an extra, I think like $200 just to get in the WAP. I was like, heck yeah.
Damn.
But I didn't know that that meant I was going to have to jump. I thought it was just going to be like, oh, you stand in the water. I was like, cool. Because there's a heated pool.
No,
I was
stand
like,
in the water
just
is only $15.
No, we gave those girls. Because it's all like mostly black women. And you know black women in water. Yeah. They was like, I'm about to, well, I got to get in the water. Y'all going to pay me more? And they were like, yes, we are. So I was like, I'll be in. And then they were like, actually, they're like, okay, cool, you're going to get in the water. I was like, yes. They're like, so we're going to have you jump in. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't
I just
say
wanted
that.
To stand in the water. They were like, no, we're going to have you jump. So that's why I had to keep jumping in. And so I was like, all that work I did, I kept jumping out of the pool all day. I lost my contacts. And I just knew, I was like, this is going to be the scene right here. It's going to be a great scene. They just were celebrating. It's going to be a Scorsese moment. I love this. So the next thing you know, I watched the movie. I was like, where is the scene?
Did they cut the whole one?
They cut the whole thing.
There was a guy in the edit room watching all these tapes. Nah.
That's wild.
We spent so much time that day.
Hilarious.
I was on set for like 14 hours.
Doesn't really work.
And just like that, you turned into one of us, just niggas who weren't in the movie.
I mean, they still have to pay us, but I was like so excited. I was telling my friends and my family, like, God, I'm in the new NWA.
As soon as it releases, you're just the person
for the pool party. I'm the girl jumping in the water right in front of the camera. Cause you
NWA, niggas who wasn't around.
You were H&M, but it was funny.
I was working on the same thing. I had nothing. Niggas without, niggas with, niggas. Something with attitude.
Who wasn't around? Who wasn't around? Don't go there. Who has it? Hey.
What's his name? Haha Davis is hilarious at that. He'll like break down a word and throw in like 50 other letters. He'd be like, "We to me stands for." You just spell a whole different word.
Oh my God. Bro, when he puts them animal sounds in them clips, the pig sheep and the
especially
It's so
good. So,
so funny, man. Buddy, you got.
That's so stupid.
I don't know why his mind went there, but I'm glad. So funny, man. All
right, let's put it to a vote.
Oh,
we
what was
talking
it?
About? Ham or turkey only for Thanksgiving?
Turkey soup.
Turkey. I'm kind of over ham. And I've been getting honey baked ham my whole life.
Honey ham is really good, though.
It's good, but I don't have any other variations to think of. You know?
I mean, that's the best honey ham I've
ever eaten. And I don't really eat any type of pork except for Thanksgiving. I do eat that honey baked ham.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick, we do fried turkey, and fried turkey is hands down better than anything. So I would go turkey.
Isn't that good? Like, what? Turkey sausage, turkey bacon, it's all fine. I don't know.
You don't mind it?
I think pork isn't as good as everybody says it is.
Nah, there's no competing.
You don't like ribs,
like,
right?
I like
beef ribs, baby too, back though. Ribs.
No. Ribs and bacon are untouchable.
Have you ever had beef bacon?
Well, that's probably why. No. Because if you had it, then you'd be like, oh, this is actually a really good comparison.
All right.
You would take it.
I'll look it up.
So when your tour goes to Dubai, hey.
You know, people have strong feelings like Dubai is not a good city because of how it was built.
How was it built?
It's like
migrant workers, city infrastructure is ridiculously trash. They didn't have a sewer system. Like the Burj Khalifa, they didn't have it was not connected to the city sewer system.
So that means you shouldn't go visit it because it would have bad infrastructure?
Where do you poop?
They dump sewer, they have sewage trucks. And it basically, it's like a humongous porta potty. And they take all the poop and they fill up these trucks. And there's always trucks going in and out full of poop.
Again, what is the issue with that?
People who feel like it's not a good city ethically, therefore people shouldn't support it.
Do you still have a toilet that flushes?
No, it's just, it collects and then it's like an airplane.
It's like an airplane.
But
huge.
They don't have a sewer system, so everything is, septic tank.
But that's how old
they're just starting that now.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
It's too amazing of a city to be like, I'm not going to visit. You should at least go once.
YouTube brand recommended, like, Dubai is the worst city ever. Because I wanted to go and I looked at it and I was like,
No, you still need to go. It'll change your life.
I'm going with Turkey too.
Also, New York and LA probably was built on some BS too. So.
America, slavery. Hello.
Well, it looks like the turkey has it. We're gonna jump right into this next topic right after this.
Jump.
Oh ho ho, gentlemen! The holidays have come early from Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new Ultra Premium Body Wash. And a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful hair, skin, balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use the code SQUAD, SQUADD, and get free shipping and 20% off. Jingle balls to the wall, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. And it's quite possible you have Santa's beard in your pants. Time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk on the bottom of your chimney. I'm talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Look, sometimes it can get a little busy down there. And sometimes when it's a little busy down there, the smell ain't the best. But when you trim it up, it gets rid of a lot of that. And that's why Manscaped is the best gift. Clean that area up, fellas, for your significant other. They don't want to have to rummage down through all that. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find a signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has a proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner, but with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes a crop preserver and the crop reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. It's time to keep your North Pole smelling fresh. This hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of anti-chafing boxers. These will keep your junk smelling fresh all day. Perfect package for your perfect package. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new Ultimate Premium Body Wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt. Keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. Also launched their new 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which has key ingredients that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, plus strengthening your hair all at the same time. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, the best gift of all time. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, baby. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code SQUAD at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this season. So get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code SQUAD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code SQUAD, SQUADD, at manscaped.com. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
Would you rather date someone with bad breath or bad manners?
Damn. That's really tough.
That is tough. Breath manners is just a very important thing.
It is.
But manners would embarrass me.
Yes. Kev gets embarrassed so
If I were dating you and you had bad manners.
Yeah. What if you had bad breath and ordering
if
food?
I'm dating with you and you have bad breath, they're not going to be like, this guy also
nah,
sucks.
Nah, we're going to be talking about
yes,
you.
Because, I've met people and I'd be like, does he not smell her breath? Like, he
but
don't
you're
know.
You're not blaming him.
Why are you kissing somebody?
So it's so bad that gum, Listerine, none of that works.
Nah.
It's like that girl's breath Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso?
I knew a girl like that in high school, and she was like really cute too. It was tough.
You still mess with her?
No.
Oh, because
I can't do bad breath.
It was a chick. She had body was crazy in college. Body was crazy, everything. She had bad breath, her gums would bleed, and her lips would always crack.
Jesus.
Oh, she was on crack?
No, she wasn't crack. She just...
There's probably dudes still hollering, though.
Oh, yeah, dudes was knocking her
men
down.
Men don't have much standards.
Dudes was knocking her down.
I'm not doing bad breath.
Yeah. That's... Oh, man.
But
can you imagine picking her up
thing,
and in
the
car?
Like, okay, but here's... So you go to dinner with this girl. She has terrible, terrible breath. She's ordering. The waiter is like... I can't even take
the
order.
Oh, long range?
Like,
you don't have to be close?
I mean, he's right here taking the order. Like, he's just like, I can't even. It's making me nauseous.
You got to stand over behind the guy.
So would you have that scenario? Or you go sit down. Girl's beautiful. She smells great. And then she's got the worst man. Why you ain't bring my food out here loud?
I'm out. That is a personality trait. Treating people poorly, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Breath could be a thing I could deal with. If you treat... Yeah. Service. I couldn't do it.
What if your breath made you want to throw up?
Well, I got really bad sinus problems. I have bad sinus problems all the time.
Let's just say you can.
I just want to take a Zyrtec. I just want to take a Zyrtec. I'll be good.
Like I said, I rely on my bad sinus.
To the point where like you bring her around your family and everybody's like, don't bring her.
The thing is,
her
bad breath won't make me upset.
I will with me. Though.
Like if you are treating somebody, you berating a server.
That
I would be like bro, I can't do it. I couldn't, and I like to go out to eat.
What if she's not berating a server, but she's like,
yeah, I was about to say, bad manners isn't necessarily rude. You could just be like, impolite.
Oh my God. Brother smacks like that.
Wait, Jason?
What? Yeah, I'm like,
Jason do be tasting the shit out
I'll
of
I'll be like,
food.
Nigga, nothing is that good.
Listen, Jason.
Well, y'all
would,
better do that when
Jason
you go to
would,
Asian
first
countries.
Of all, he's gonna give you the worst.
You better do that there.
He's gonna give you the worst, like, instructions for preparing this food. He's gonna ask 1,000 questions before he orders it. Then he's gonna give you a certain way he needs it. And then when it comes, he's gonna taste the shit out of that food.
But that's, you know what? Asian
I can deal
people
with that.
Would be so happy
was in
about
Japan.
That.
Didn't,
that's
they,
how
they
eat
it.
Oh, they go like,
it was soup. It was a ramen show.
But is that gonna be like complimentary to
the that's how you taste it.
But culturally, it is, and I had known, but. I knew, but I wasn't prepared.
Right.
They were going crazy.
It's a place out here called Slurpin' Ramen.
Ooh, so good.
They be...
I learned that this year. It's with tea tasting. You're supposed to do that to, like, actually taste it.
It does.
Oh, really?
It does. Like, you can taste the difference too when you do that.
I do it all the time now.
With wine too. You're supposed to do it with wine too.
Yes.
It's like a slurp with it. I learned
I've seen
it.
I think
it's a coochie.
You do what?
Coochie. Hints of apricot.
Hints of apricot. Hints of labia.
This is a black woman.
This is a black woman. Aged about 30 years.
That's the summer season of summer sea.
Oh,
heavy water intake. That'd be hilarious if you had
tasting
a coochie sommelier, but she had a terrible diet. Heavy amounts of Hennessy and black and mild smoke.
Or coochie tasting. It's just a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
I don't like that one. That one's tart.
Coochie board.
Charcuterie board.
Which one is this?
That's great.
That's very funny.
No,
that's a dark chocolate right there.
This one has legs.
Sweetie berry is sweetie juice.
This one has legs? It works on multiple levels.
It does.
That's good, Patrick. Very funny. Nice. Really good job.
Oh my
it does
God.
Work though with tea, because when I drank tea, I was just like, this tastes
you
like boiling water.
Tea?
Yeah. Because
really?
you'll miss the taste. But like if you just like keep it in your mouth and go, you could even spit it out if you wanted to, because you literally get all
that's
of
how they
the,
do
it.
Wine,
the
at wine tastes, they spit
yeah,
it out.
Done that.
But at wine, when you breathe in like that with it, I didn't notice until like when I actually tried it, I was like, oh my gosh, when they say like you can taste the hints of this and this and
oh,
this.
It's the air?
You can, yes, it does some. I don't know if it like oxidizes or something.
Yeah,
but
that's
you
why you're supposed
that.
To let it breathe when you first yeah. open up a bottle of wine.
Oh, but just try it. Next time you drink shit. Wine and go, it's like slurp it a little bit, you'll see there's a whole different taste to it.
I thought it was just sitting on your tongue longer or just like sloshing it around, you get the taste, but that makes a lot of sense.
Say, yeah.
Try add
it.
Some air.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see,
tight.
It's very different. I was like, oh, this is not what I thought it tasted like a second ago.
But I could eat with somebody who's just like smacking as opposed to bad.
Bad manners as treating people wrong, but smacking, is it only smacking? Or is
no.
it like digging your
it
nose?
It could be smacking.
Digging in your nose. It's, picking your butt, doing all that
your
stuff.
Butt?
People that always interrupt you in conversations.
I like do some, that.
Yeah, but like.
You don't like people to do that to you, though.
Bad manners.
I don't like when I do it. But I'm
that's more
I'm very
rude.
Frustrated with myself.
Isn't that more rude? Is it the same thing?
But
bad manners.
I mean,
yeah,
bad manners that are not
umbrella.
Rude. But I just felt like rude. You know, like bad manners with people. Mm-hmm. But you got
that's
bad
part
taste.
Of it too.
Like you know, eating just sloppily, spilling. I just would be like,
but bad breath wouldn't get on your nerves like that.
No, it would.
As much.
It would.
Bad breath would make my head hurt, and that would make me like upset.
And you're very sensitive to smells, though.
I am very sensitive.
And you have to be intimate with this person too, though.
But you ain't got
to. I would have been wearing a mask a long time ago.
Flip around.
No. But I would be horrified if their breath stinks. Everything else that follows is probably
about to say.
Not necessarily.
Suit.
Not necessarily.
Because you could have a medical thing. Like so.
Like halitosis. It's a digestional thing. So it comes
up. A lot of
time
your dental is a reflection of your health overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but bad breath, man, it'd be hitting
I'm
you
not
early.
Doing it. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about bad breath is that more than likely, people who notice won't say anything. So you'll probably just be in regular scenarios with people kind of like whispering.
People blinking a lot when you talk. Why are people always blinking a lot when I talk?
I will never forget. I did this red carpet. It's red carpet. This like he was one of the higher ups at BET, I think, at the time. I'm not gonna say his name, but he was going. You know,
this off camera.
He was going through the line of like doing just red carpet,
takes all his off
and
camera.
His breath was so. Horrendous. I cannot tell you what he said to me. I don't know
Damn,
what.
You blacked
your ears,
out?
Your ears clapped out?
It was just like, I was like, Lord, please don't be able to tell that I cannot breathe right now on this interview.
Oh, you on camera?
Yeah. So it was so bad. And he was sitting right here. And I kept trying to like adjust so when he would talk. But every time I would adjust, he would adjust his face. And I'm like,
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I cut it short. I ended up doing like two questions. I was supposed to do like five. I was like, thank you, sir. Thank you. And then I asked one of my friends who was like earlier in the line. She was like, girl, yes, his breath was so bad.
I can't
even remember what we talked about.
I get offended by that.
All right. Anyway, let's put it to a vote. Bad manners, bad breath. What are we going with?
Bad manners. I can't do bad breath.
Yeah, I'm a stickler for how people treat other people. So, I don't know.
That's a hard one.
This is hard, but I am so sense. All I think about was that man and his bad breath, and that's somebody else.
Yeah, I got to go bad man. I'll take bad manners because bad breath. I will crash the car and kill both of us. I just cannot do it.
You could just not go out that much.
Nah. I'm trying to save the world.
I think I'd have to do bad manners. Yeah. I'd rather take bad manners over bad breath. And then I would keep a little card with me, and I would just hand it to people like
the Joker.
His breath is bad.
The Joker?
Just so you know, he has an issue. Pretend you don't know this.
Cam, what'd you go with?
Everything else about the person with bad breath is great.
Yeah.
Personality wise, yeah. Fun and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Fat butt.
Yeah. However you want it.
You got bad breath, but you got a fat butt.
I take bad breath because it's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bad manners could be a lot of things, it could be all the time.
Yeah.
At least the bad breath, I'd be like, man, listen, I'm going to introduce you to my wife, but listen, she got an issue. Bad manners.
You can't talk to her in the morning at all, man.
Text me. That was my daughter. She would. I don't know what it was. She would brush her teeth, but the breast it was on something different. I'm like, you got to start texting me.
You would take out kissing of the out of the relationship?
I would.
If the breath is bad.
On the neck. I would just go to the neck.
Every time.
I would do forehead kisses, cheek, everywhere except the mouth.
On the neck.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
All right, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day we have, would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Like born an adult?
Yeah. Like you're just here and now you're...
Bills?
33.
Like straight bills. In.
Yeah, 33, day one. Or
that's
you're
wild.
Like 12 forever.
Because your first bill would be your birth hospital bill.
Hello, welcome to Earth. 30 grand.
What are numbers? What is this? What is money?
What are numbers?
Wait, if you're a kid, is it like a good childhood? Like,
I mean, I guess both of them are good, but you know, like as a kid, you're just limited to what you could do. You can't vote. You can't buy alcohol.
But you also have somebody like if it's a good childhood, you also have parents who are paying for everything.
True.
Mm-hmm. So you can't pay for nothing.
If I was my kid, I'd be like, this is great.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything's working out well for me. I even got a dog for a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'd pick an adult.
Oh, but then you wouldn't have that childhood to like mold you, or would it just be early adulthood?
Only adulthood. You start at 33 and you're just 33
you're
forever.
You're just an adult, and all you know is being an adult.
So you're an adult with a kid's mind?
No, I don't think you're an adult. I think with you. An adult
I
mind,
say that you're born.
Can't be born.
You're
smart.
Born with the knowledge of a.
Okay.
A decent
I was 33 year old.
Job having 33 year old, you know, right from wrong, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And as a 12 year old, you are like, you know,
solid kid. You're not a solid kid.
And
anymore.
Either one of them, you never age.
Nope, you're forever.
33.
Yeah, adult. Same.
33. I think.
Because I mean, after kid, it's like the whole thing about kid is you're wanting to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you grow up and you realize how much it sucks.
You do.
But you really always want to grow up.
Yeah, but
we just didn't believe that.
Right.
You're like, a kid forever, though. You come up with something because you gain so much knowledge in 10 years. You're still 12. You start your own business.
Yeah, like, that's weird.
But you can't even open a bank account.
Or smash for real. Like, I mean,
I was about
could,
to say,
like...
30 years later, your mind is 30, but you're like with a 12-year-old.
Oh, that
I don't
is
like that.
You would have to not know you'd have to be stuck as a kid, but not know you were a kid.
Like every year, it starts back over. You
yeah, because
like,
otherwise, like... you just would feel weird. And your friends age and die, and you're still 12.
That would be the hardest part of that. That's what I always thought about, like, as a vampire, like, living forever. I'm like, these niggas got no friends, man.
Yeah.
Not
really.
Yeah, because everybody's
just for
dead.
100 years or so.
Yeah.
And then that's just like, it's almost like having dogs, almost. Like,
but you gotta,
yes. You know, you're going.
That's exactly what it's
like. Oh, what up, man? Damn, I'm going to have to watch you die.
Yeah.
And you got to move, too.
Yeah.
You
always have to move.
You always have to move. Like,
that day's going to come.
You're going to die.
Every 15 years, you probably got to move, or it's going to be weird that you're not aging.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, this nigga, like, not in like a cool black girl age, like, no, right. I think this nigga's a vampire.
Right. I'm like, okay, like we get it. Years, he drinks a lot of water, but my nigga, nothing? No wrinkles?
Have you seen Invincible?
Yeah.
You all seen it? You seen it?
With Bruce Willis?
No, the cartoon.
The animation.
Prime Video.
Oh, the superhero one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay, I won't say it then.
No, just say it. I'm not going to watch it. Don't worry. I'm not.
Yeah, go ahead.
You going to watch it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when the nigga, spoiler alert, if you ain't seen it, Omni-Man, at the end, when he finds out that he's basically immortal, he's like, nigga, but what about mom? And he was like, she was kind of like my pet. She's like a great dog. Love her.
Say that.
Wow. That was the
wildest. Coldest shit ever.
Like, I love her like you love a pet. You know?
Damn.
I really needed a son. I was like, God. That might be the most vicious thing a villain has ever said.
Yeah, I mean, he does live forever.
He lives forever? What am I going to do with him?
Fall in love and be sad forever?
You see the video? Like a principal forever, though.
The clip of the girl, she was like standing up next to the guy. It was a side nigga. She was like, I'm thinking about leaving. He's like, leaving what? She's like, Reggie. Like, why would you do some shit like that? It's like, be with you. It's like, nah.
That was in Invincible?
Nah, that's like, a clip. It was like a clip of this black girl, this black dude. He was like, nah, that's your man. I'm your nigga.
I saw that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be your nigga as long as he's your man.
Right.
Right. It was the coldest shit
ever.
Don't
get it twisted.
Every girl, don't fuck up a good thing. Don't fuck up. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, I want you permanently. Nah, I don't want you, dog.
Nah, come on.
Yeah. Cut it out.
I feel like niggas would get away with being invincible or living forever until social media. Because, I mean, vampires just had, like, paintings, and you could pretty much get away with it. But now you pull up Twitter from 100 years ago, your nigga look 30.
Yeah. I mean, you have to play by different
stuff. Or you can move and you can be like, oh, I am such and such a son now. You always pretend you're the son, yeah.
You could do the third one.
But then you move somewhere else.
That's what
Pharrell is
doing.
Yeah, but you're like, nigga, that's... You're like, yo, you got to get something. Like, how do you have no... How did you make it to 33 and don't have any type of credit history or anything? Like, you don't
that's
have...
the first thing you thought about?
Yeah,
credit?
Like...
Show me your credit history.
You know you can do... son? You can build credit history in like 2-3 years.
You can absolutely live life without credit.
No, I'm talking about... You're talking about you move to another place, you're talking about you that person's son. I'm like, yeah... You don't have any history in that name.
People don't check other people's credit history.
No, I'm talking about like to get like houses like and stuff like that.
What's your credit
I would
history?
Hope if you live that long, you stole some artifact.
Stole some artifact?
Stole some artifact. And I feel like when I was watching that movie, what was it? The one with Charlize Theron? Yeah.
You got
you should be very rich. Yeah. You're living through
that
all
was killing niggas with axes. It was like, Jesus. Right. How?
War back then? Like, you really had to see somebody. That's the funniest visual. I don't know who told me this. It was like, nigga, in the Civil War, you shot that gun, then you had to restart it. Like, niggas running at you.
I feel like that's what their drills were like. All right, guys, we're going to run and reload. All right, whoever's doing it the fastest, you get under 10 seconds, let's go. That's you got to shoot.
That's ridiculous.
Or vampire, that means you shot a gun like that, and then you get to our live. You're getting killing niggas with drones. You're like, nigga, this is way crazy. Better. Far more effective.
Well, before the bayonet, you just had to run at the
niggas
person.
Really, war was like, we start here, you start here.
Bro. I feel like the bayonet was very
hell
like...
Hell no. And people were like, I'm in the front line. It's like, okay, cool. Enjoy that week
I've
of fame.
I always thought about that. Like, yo, who wants to be in the front?
Right.
They literally saw the general on a horse like, let's go. And then he went to the back. And he was like, wait a
bro.
He went up to the hill after that.
Wait a minute.
Hey, let me get this speech real quick. Fire them up.
They on
the
front.
We
are ready to die, all of us. We are all ready to die. Go. They're running forward, don't even realize the opponent has archers too. You just running chest forward to an archer. Like, I've always thought about that too.
Also, a Game of Thrones nigga, when you getting ready to fight, they got horses, you got horses. Then a nigga with a dragon comes out, you're like, hold up. We don't have that.
Forget this.
And you're like,
oh my.
Yeah, you try to go like this.
That is a weird looking bird.
That's one of my favorite memes. The person who invented the arrows is like, I want to stab that nigga. He's all the way over there. I need a knife that I can get further.
You know how there's always like those dudes who came back from battle and they were like one of seven people who lived and they had like all the women and stuff? I always thought they didn't do anything because everybody else is dead. They just came back like, man, that was a crazy battle.
Hey, listen, I would have played dead on a Battlefield 3 wars. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were like, they would be singing my praises.
No, I would have laid
yourself.
Down immediately.
Cut the neck a little bit, cut the wrist a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But nothing, like, no great. No great.
All right, stab everybody just to keep
Just to be sure. At the end, they would go stab everybody.
Yeah. This nigga's feet.
Tia's just like, tee hee.
Man, I'm hiding under some dead bodies. Like, put me in a pile or something. I gotta make it through this, man.
Can I catch you from St. Louis?
Niggas still don't want to die? The fuck? No matter where you from, you ain't nobody looking forward to dying.
I gotta do this call real quick. Can I do the rest of the segment? Sorry.
We're actually about to like just put it to a vote right now.
What's the vote?
Vampires.
What's the vote?
The vote is...
No.
It is, would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Adult. I'd rather be an adult.
Adult for me, too.
Adult.
An adult for me as well. Well, that's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank you guys so much for watching. Shout out to the original squad, Patrick Cloud, Kevin Stage, Max Hill, and up to hear more. And we will see y'all next time on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
You put oil on your head?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.